Since I guess I got a new update with Windows, everything decides to, change. So,
You want me to bring anything tomorrow?
do you have a mic and a mic stand for you to use? Because I might have to whip out the Yamaha so we have the and cable for it, I'm assuming, so we can connect the mixer. And maybe one that's not sensitive, because mine's already really sensitive. So we
So
might
what?
hear you. All you have is sensitive ones.
We can test. Hold on. Funny thing is, I mean, I don't know if it's not gonna last 24 hours, but I have a
What's that?
lapel set, a wireless lapel setup that I can wear on myself.
You can't use that while charging?
I'd have to plug myself.
You got Christmas.
I'd have to plug myself in because there's one here and then the one that goes. There's a transmitter and a receiver.
If that can be hot plugged or hot swapped, then cool. If not, that'll be more trouble than it's worth, because.
I don't have another stand.
I may have one here, but I don't know if you have the, how everything has their own little stand light or mount screw or whatever. I'll see if I can remember to take a picture of the stand I have. You've seen it before. I think the one you let me have. It's like the one that you put on the desk.
I can just use that.
It'll fit what you have.
I mean that, or I have my old mic. Put it back in the case. My old mic before this.
Yeah, so that's the thing. That's something you would need to bring, I guess, as a mic for that. And if it's sensitive, that's fine, because maybe we can just use that same mic for the eating segment. We'll just place it like in the middle, and it should be able to grab all of us, right? Or is it one of those like, go
That
ahead.
mic is probably gonna work really well. It's two diaphragms, so you can use that as a stereo mic if you want to.
We'll have to experiment with a bunch. If not, I mean, we'll do it live. We've done it every year live, and it turns out fine, so.
Might need you to text me to remind me to look for the cable in question for
XLR?
that. Yeah, because the one it comes with is it's 5 pin to the mic because it's an emulation mic, so I can make it sound like any other mic. Then outward, it's 3 pin, I think, but it's a Y cable. That way you can use both sides.
Okay. I see what you mean now. That makes it, what's it called now?
So really, that would work, and if you wanted to, just set this between the two computers, and then you should be good.
We'll check it out, because I bought a cheap CPU for my old rig, and I think I have a GPU, so I might have an extra rig ready to go if we need it. But I have to install Windows and all that other garbage, which I'll probably try to do tomorrow night before I go to bed. I'll probably
If
keep.
it's,
Go ahead.
I said if it's like buns or something and it doesn't work out for that some game, just plug it into your projector and just give a backdrop to your stream.
Yeah. That's downstairs, but I can. That's an easy move. The projector's really light. I have a table for. We can just use this table for the heating segment there. I'll probably bring down my camera to be like here on the side, so that way it faces just the blue wall.
You don't have the Razer. Didn't I give you the Razer mic
Yeah,
camera?
it should be here.
You can set that up too.
Mine's, but this webcam is a better webcam as well. I'm trying to get up here.
I don't know how many cams you want at the same time while like per setup. I don't know what you want.
Oh no, I'm just gonna do one, because last time that was a hassle with both. It's setting up, capturing that machine and this machine, and then it's rendering a game on here. It'll just be this rig's gaming point of view. Because that was such a hassle. I don't have enough equipment or space to set
I'm
that
still
up.
listening.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm gonna keep this all in for the podcast. This is the pod before the storm. That's what I'm gonna call it. So, I think that's it. Oh, we haven't checked the audio either. Randall, you good? You there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Was that a purpose anticipation pause, or were you like juggling bowling pins, and then you're like, "Oh shit, I gotta go reply."
No.
Which one was it?
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you stepped out to go grab food from outside or something. Yeah, that's all I got for the stuff. Everything else seems like it's good to go. The, what is it, interactions, the alerts and stuff is good. Is there, I disabled any other alerts, like if you're following or subbing while we're doing the thing, thanks, but the only thing that's going to come up as an alert is the Extra Life donations, which makes sense to me.
You have all the incentives and everything?
I didn't set up any incentives and stuff. Do you want it to be, what, $100 per shot or something?
Do it. I mean, that was an easy,
I mean, 300. I can add that if you like, but that's an easy ad.
That's all you're going to have? Because if that's the case, I'll shave. I'll give myself a haircut tomorrow.
I think so. What, do we have a milestone? The goal of this year's is 2,500. And if we get to 100, I'm matching a grand. So that easily makes. So if we get it to 1,000, we got to 2,000. Technically, that's kind of what I'm doing this year. Because I'm just, if we get to, you know, I'll match whatever's been donated up to a grand.
Should we do it? So if it's 3,500, I'll just shave my head.
So if we hit 2,500, shave your head?
And then you, and then you.
Yeah, we can do that.
Send it 35 and then it'd be a cheat way because then you throw it and then it's like, what? I guess we'll do that. I don't care.
What are you talking about? 35? It's 25.
And then you throw in the 1,000.
That makes it 35, yes. I see what you mean. I'm following. It took me a while. I'm like trying to decode your sexiness and I just couldn't until now. Cool. So it's 35. Well, that, I don't know if you can... I'll see if I can do that, because if you're a goal past the goal, that makes no sense. I can maybe up the goal to just 35, I guess. We'll see. I'll figure it out. It's simple settings on the webpage, like, and all the rest of the alerts and widgets will update accordingly, because it just pulls the whatever API they're using, and it'll grab the latest values. I think that's it for Extra Life Talk. Be here. I guess if you're listening to this, we're recording this Thursday instead of Tuesday because Halloween was on Tuesday. So I postponed it thinking we were going to have a bunch of people ringing doorbells, and that would just be pretty annoying to just someone's at your door every time, every 20 seconds on my phone while we're trying to have a pod here, right? In reality, one fucking child with his dad, right?
Was he dressed?
Yeah, the dad was dressed as Spider-Man, and the kid was dressed as Goku, and I'm like, bet. And then the wife, I guess, just has no soul, was in the back, not even dressed. Just, like, supervising. Like, what are you doing? It's Halloween. Be like Sailor Moon or some shit.
You should have an incentive for it. If they reach it, you just do a portion of the stream as Spidey.
That doesn't fit me anymore. I don't have to try it on to know that does not fit me anymore.
What about that?
Yeah, I'll put that. I can put that on. That's not really an incentive. Like, I can see fine with it. I might just put it on for shits and giggles to laugh and keep myself awake in the middle of the night.
You don't have anything else, right?
Nah, man. We're there to game.
The wig.
Yeah. Sorry, that was probably loud. You talking about the Jerry Crow one or?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be funny. I mean, it's whatever. If it's gonna help us stay awake, whatever, you know, bring whatever antics, I guess. We will have Mike over as well. Like around, he'll be here around 2 to like 8 or 9 or something because he wants to try the wings as well.
You doing the wings, Randall?
Oh, yeah, I forgot if he wanted to do the wings as well. Because he has the chip, remember? So he might just, I don't know if you want to do the chip afterwards or before.
I thought he said no more chip because people are dying from it or something.
That's like true. That. Thank you. My memory is horrendous. But would you do the wings, Randall, or not?
I didn't even know about the wings. What are you talking about?
The box of hot ones that was sitting on my table, Randall, for like months. Come on. We're going to do the hot ones for charity. I've said it, I think, multiple times on this podcast.
Okay.
Are you down?
Sure.
It's 10. You down to eat all 10? The last, like all of it. I'm just kidding. You don't have to eat all of it. If it's too hot, you can tap out. I'm not going to force fucking... heat down your throat. Are you good with hot? Fine. Okay. I'm not going to be fine. So y'all need to like have either a bucket. Like I bought ice cream today at Publix. Well, a frozen yogurt. I don't know if that's the same thing or not, but I got frozen yogurt in case. I got some milk because I'm probably gonna need it. I don't eat that much hot stuff. I know you guys like your hot stuff. So if y'all see me about to like pass out or just projectile vomit, bucket, right? Like I don't.
Then turn the camera towards it.
Towards the vomit? Definitely not. That's how other people end up vomiting, and I'm like, this is not a children's show anymore.
Kids vomit all the time.
Have you eaten really hot stuff, Randall, before? Or will this be new to you?
No, I've eaten hot stuff before.
Like, really, really hot? I'm talking, like, they had to make you, like, warnings and stuff, or not? Or...
I've eaten something so hot that I couldn't taste anything for, like, 3 days.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, I'm the only one without hot experience, I guess. So, yeah, y'all gonna have to, like, be on the lookout for me there while we're eating that. I'm definitely probably just gonna be sobbing of how hot it is, so, and sweating, so it should be good. But Mike already told me to eat beforehand, to not let that be the first thing we eat, so we'll probably grab something to eat around noon or 1, right? Or maybe once he gets here, I don't know if they'll eat before coming here, and then a few hours later, once the food settled in, then we'll do the hot stuff. I gotta order some wings from Publix so we can just toss them in the sauce. You know?
Sauce toss.
Yeah. And if we have more than normal, that's fine. Just in case people want to get, you know, seconds or something afterwards. Like, if you have a sauce you like, you can just toss it in the sauce you like.
Sauce toss.
Sauce toss. I think that's it. It'll start anywhere between 9, latest 10 o'clock Saturday morning, if Eastern, for anyone listening to this, right on Friday, to, you know, Friday morning when this episode releases, and we'll be going till the next day, 9 or 10, because I think daylight savings is happening overnight, so we're gonna lose an hour. So I think it's 9 o'clock. We'll be technically 24 hours. We got a bunch of multiplayer games there, the co-op games too. But if there's something that wasn't on the list and we need to download something, we can always pivot and download something. Hopefully my internet doesn't buckle under the bandwidth, really.
Should be fine, I don't think.
I'll probably do a test stream tomorrow night just to make sure my Twitch account still works, because I haven't streamed on Twitch in a while. And that's about it. I'm doing Twitch this time because last time it was the YouTube. I got lucky last time. We restreamed. And it went to both YouTube and stream and Twitch, but YouTube's, after a certain while, you can't access a 24-hour video, so I didn't lose the footage, thankfully, because I had it on Twitch, and I just put it up in parts. So I know now just to do it on Twitch, and then I'll just grab the parts and then upload it on YouTube later.
You have to save bandwidth, so you're not streaming multiple places.
Yeah. And it'll help with latency, too. Because with the restream, there's still a little latency. You have to stream it to restream and then to other places.
It's a lot of latency, actually.
So this should help with that. That way, people say something, we can react much, much faster, much quicker, faster, stronger, harder, better, right? I think that's it. Yeah, be there. The link will be all over. If it's on, I think it's already on my socials. There's a QR code there. There's a link on almost every, so twitch.tv/splitscreenlosers, Instagram/splitscreen, everything splitscreenlosers, pretty much, except Twitter. It's SSL. They're SS losers _ because someone took split screen losers. And it's because it didn't fit. I think the handle was too long. That's why I couldn't get it. So I tried to do just SS losers and someone already took that. So what can you do? Right?
Klondike bar.
For real. All these changes to twitter.com, but we can't increase the fucking display handle name. Okay. Or not the display, just the user handle name. Yeah, I think that's it. Be there, have a good time, stay for a little bit, donate, make sure to donate, right?
Give us literally all your money.
All of it.
It's for kids. It's not going to me.
Yeah, it's not going to any of us. The dopamine will go to us once we go, oh, yeah, you donated, sick. And we'll, you know, it's a lot of dopamine.
You have to react like that every time now.
Oh, yeah, sick. I mean, I say sick a lot. Like, it's the running joke on where I, at my work, so... It's just sick. Because every time someone's showing something off or something, I just say sick involuntarily. I'm like, sick. And then they They're like, oh, they just caught on, and they're like, sick counter. How many times do I think I say sick in one Zoom meeting? And I'm like, well, you gotta lean into it.
It's pretty chill.
It's pretty chill. Yeah, I don't say that. Yeah, that'll be your thing, I guess.
You hacking me in?
Nah, dude. I think they're still on the hiring freeze. I mean, we'll find out. I think some of them are gonna make an appearance during the stream. So, as in, like, stop by and make a dono.
When they do, tell them to also hack me in. They're gonna think, hey, hack this guy.
Yeah, can you hack them into the payroll?
And then I'm gonna panic and do something impressive to see if I win them over. I'm gonna start twerking.
Oh, I thought you were gonna try. I thought something else, something like Looney Tunes style. Like, you'll get in, like, in this view, try to backflip. You don't hit it. You land like back first and fall through my floor.
That I would prefer that, to be honest with you. So,
and then I'm like, at this point, you gotta hack him in. I mean, that was quite the content. I'll check on him in a little bit.
Not even.
What would you land?
If they see me on work on Monday, if they see my first day there, mm-hmm. then you know I'm good.
Okay, I think you land. Where are you? Where are you landing? You might land where the washing machine is, or yeah, either like yeah. If you were to fall here, you land where the laundry room is, or like in the garage or some shit.
I would think might potentially be in your bathroom.
No, that's the pink room. Pink room is where the bathroom is.
Which bathroom? Your bathroom or the guest bathroom? I guess
the main bathroom. The guest bathroom is under the stairs.
Okay. Yeah.
So this will be a little bit more to the left, to the Beyonce, and then you'll fall and land like in the laundry room, which is worse because landing on that, you're gonna get hurt.
I'm gonna get clean too. I'm headed.
Yeah. Yep. I feel you. Shoot. Yeah. I think that's it. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the Halloween thing. Yeah, we postponed it for nothing. We could have just done the episode Tuesday because it was one person. And it was just like, okay. So I gave him as much candy as possible. Like a couple.
Did you say candy or henny?
Candy. I cannot give a child henny, Brian.
It sounded like you said henny, so I figured out.
No. That would be quite the Halloween, right? Happy Halloween. What is it? Happy Henny Halloween? Happy Hennyween? Hala Henny? I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Hennyween.
Yeah. But it was like two people, if that. I'm sorry, one person. I thought it was going to be more than that. And I don't know if just maybe because it was a weekday and people went to go trick-or-treat like over the weekend instead. But yeah, we got a bunch of candy. I don't know what Janana did with the candy. She might have just taken it to work and gave it to people. But I'm like, it was a couple hours in at night. And I'm like, it's already almost 9 o'clock, almost 10. I'm like, no one's come by. So I just grabbed a bunch of handfuls and gave it to both of them. And I'm like, just enjoy the diabetes, bro.
No, one person was here.
Yeah, but that's not really that's what I'm saying on when it's apartments. It's not as common, though. That's not true, because when I was in my apartment, I had people. Never mind, you're right.
And in our old apartment,
you had people too? Yeah. I don't know. It might be a post-COVID thing now, right? People don't go out as much. Or people don't give a shit no more. Like, I don't know. That's weird. Right when I opened the door, I guess they knocked on the door. They didn't even give me time to get to the door, because as soon as I opened it, they weren't even there. And then they ran back, and I could hear the dad in the background. I was like, yo, my spidey sense is tingling. There was somebody there. And I'm like, then why'd you leave? Right? And also, you made that joke in front of Goku? Like, what are you doing? You gotta clean up that joke, bro.
If anything, like, Goku should have ate all your candy and been hungry still.
Correct.
Phony.
Right. I'm there with you. What was I gonna mention? I think that's it. While we were sitting there waiting for people to go, to come over for the for trick or treat, we watched No One Will Save You. And I like it a lot. That's one of the thriller. I realize I'm not a fan of horror. I'm a fan of like thriller or suspense. Okay. And this is it, man. The premise is just some girl who seems to like keep to herself. In this big old house. So you find out whose house it is, what she's about throughout the movie. But an alien invasion happens, right? And gets in the house, and she's trying to survive in the house. The cool thing about it is like the whole movie has like 3-4 lines of dialogue. And the rest is just her physically acting throughout the whole thing, trying to survive. The big bads are aliens, right? Mm. And and of course there is tropes of like, oh, why would you do that? Like, it's not stupid like actions, but it's also like you could have picked something else.
Could have prevented.
And yeah, and there's also like tropes of like, logically, this movie shouldn't have gone for so long, because it's aliens. At first, you think it's just one. That's not a spoiler, because the pacing is really quick, which I like. Like, it doesn't take long before you're like, oh, the invasion's happening already, right? And then gets to a point where, like, if you know there's more than one, why is she going up against one at a time, right? That kind of thing. Where if you can suspend that, you're like, okay. It's like her going through, all right, minion, elite, a boss level. Like, it's her, like, leveling up the type of aliens that she's going up against, which is pretty cool. The ending was pretty, it's a very visual movie. Which I like. There's a couple.
The aliens don't talk either.
They make noises.
They make try. One right now.
It's like vibrating noises. Like throat vibrating noises. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Time.
Do it.
I don't know how. It's like, and like, I don't know if that came through. It. Okay. And it gets louder. Some of them are higher pitch. Like, but it's like you're running the, like, their face look like the aliens we've always seen drawn, right? The weird drawn head of the black eyes. It's just there's a lot of close-ups of them, and their eyes look textured, not like our eyes, and it's creep. It's a good level of like a creep level. It's like, oh, that's weird. And then their hands, like they're like finger, like, I mean, not their hands, their toes, they're their feet, have like fingers, and they can walk up like this and stuff. It's cool stuff. I definitely liked it a lot, especially for people who want something scary to watch for Halloween. It's too late now, obviously. I should have watched it before Halloween. We watched it on Halloween, but that's
instead of that fucking good boy.
Oh, dude, this is light years ahead of that. I had a fantastic time watching. It was a really cool thriller. Like I mentioned, barely any dialogue. Audio is really nice, and it mixed really well, so you know what's happening audibly. And it was a fun ride. If you can suspend the disbelief, like I mentioned before, like in reality, she would have gotten bodied, right? And just seeing her the adventure through it, I highly recommend that. Yeah, that's all I gotta say on that.
All I gotta say about
that. That's all I gotta say about that. Oof, excuse me. And then, like, I haven't wrote it. I don't remember how much stuff I've listened to, but I've listened to a bunch of albums this week. We can talk. Well, you can go ahead and start us off with Laufey's. Lovey. Sorry.
Apparently, I saw after I heard her album, they just recommended me a video on YouTube of how to say her name. It's Icelandic.
That makes sense. Because I think I saw a clip of her talking with Nardwar. What's up, Rand? Every time I see the green light up on Randall's, I gotta ask him, because that's the rare times he's trying to say something. I gotta be like, hey, what? It might have been headphone feedback or something. Now he's doing it on purpose. Is that you?
No, I'm not doing anything.
Okay. You might be breathing on it or something. I don't know what it is. Sorry, Brian, go ahead.
Apparently her name is the same as Loki's mother. Laufey, something like that.
I don't remember them audibly saying her name.
I don't know in the MCU. I'm just in like...
Got it. Okay. That's the first thing I went to. I'm like, did they mention her name? I don't remember mentioning the name, but I haven't seen the Thor movies in quite some time.
I only heard her name, I think, to my knowledge, or this artist, because she was the only feature in Steven Sanchez's album. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, let me click on her. Oh, an album this year? And add it to my backlog and decided to listen to it. I'm glad other people were having this mental discussion. I listened to it, and I was like, this isn't really jazz, but what the hell is this? It's like orchestral at times. It's big bandy at times. Sometimes it kind of sounds bossa nova.
It also sounds lounge on some of the instrumentals that are on there.
Yeah. Like there's some bossa nova to it. I don't know what the hell to call it. So I just been referring to it as like orchestral jazz.
I call it classy. That's what I call it. When I was into it, I'm like, I feel like I need to shave my head bald again. No, get cleaned up. Have a suit or something and a martini or some shit while she's performing on stage or something. Like, I feel like those jazz clubs where it's like uptight. Not a type of like where the rich go, you know what I'm saying? Where they're like, yeah, I'll have 2 inches of steak and it costs $7,000, right? Like, that's what I'm talking about.
Back then, it was probably like $50, and they're like, whoa, that's
they're like, steak. Damn, $50 for a steak? And then she's out there with like crazy sparkly dress or something, just singing, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought she was gonna be older, but she looks relatively young. Like, hearing her voice and then seeing what she looked like.
Yeah, I saw her, like I mentioned, the Nardwar clip of her. But I saw the Nardwar clip before I knew about this album. So I'm like, oh, Laufey? I'm like, okay, I don't know who that is. And I just kept scrolling. And then when she recommended the... I finally remembered. I'm like, oh, Brian told me to watch, or watch, to listen to that album. I'm like, all right, cool.
It's 48 minutes, sub an hour. I mean, it's in a good range. Look to Drake. I still haven't listened to Bad Bunny's album because of that.
Oh, okay.
There's 14 songs. Out of the 14, I didn't heart two of them. It was not the one that you thought it was. You thought it was Lovesick?
Yeah. Apparently, you liked
Friendly Hearted that.
Oh, that's the one that I'm like, this broke for me. Like, it was, she was on a streak, and then I think Lovesick was the one that threw me off. I'm like, what? It was weird.
It's actually the song right before, While You Were Sleeping, apparently, and Misty are the only two I didn't heart.
That's wild. I didn't even bother, like, trying to heart specific tracks. I just, by like track four, I'm like, whole fucking album. I'm like, that's gonna be my collection. I'm gonna get this vinyl, period. I was like, I'm done here. I don't have to listen to the rest, to be honest, but I did.
It's quite a, it dips into all those like those genres, like jazz, not really bluesy, but her voice could fit that if she wanted to make more bluesy music. It's big bandy to an extent. Bossa Nova's in there. Orchestral and a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it, I mean, still sounds singer-songwriter, but because of the way she sounds, it kind of brings it back, and it essentially kind of like a, it feels like another timepiece, like capsule album, to which I enjoyed it, just like I enjoyed Steven Sanchez. I don't know. At this point, I don't know which of the two I liked more, but it's very hard to just pick five albums this year.
Yeah, I think this one crept up on me, and immediately I'm like, well, this one has to maybe be a mention or something, because it is back-to-back, like, it hits what, like you mentioned, Time Capsule. The whole thing, I'm like, I'm listening to not an album that came out this year, right? I mean, I guess quality-wise, yeah, like, it's not, like, staticky and stuff, but...
I was going to say, quality-wise, it's still modern, even writing to an extent. Like, she does a good job of writing or performing like it would fit back then, but it's still kind of modern in that sense. Whereas Steven Sanchez's album, another timepiece album that everyone should listen to, even the way it's like mixed and everything, kind of, it's done for
that time
to lean into the theme of it more. As hers, like, it's in the music but not in like the like sonically. But that's not a downgrade or anything. It's just an observation.
It's not a con. It's still a pro. Yeah,
I mean, a lot of songs on here, some of them were like kind of easier, he's like lighthearted, and there's some shit on there that I don't know where just fucking hits like Diablo. Also, just bias to this, because a lot of songs on here while listening to, I'm picturing and remembering just playing Schoolgirls.
Yeah, there's a lot of the way she has the instrumental set up, I'm like, oh, this could be a screen on the game.
So many songs on here. I'm like, this, bing, 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 bing. I'm picturing just playing fucking characters in Schoolgirls.
One more once.
So that's one clear bias going into it, just listening to it. But I recommend it to just about anybody. Unless, I mean, there's people who hate this kind of music for whatever reason. People hate jazz, I guess. I guess don't. But if you're not that, if you don't feel that way towards music similar to jazz or things that you just call jazz, because I don't know what to really classify this under, I would say give this a shot, and it's under an hour.
I was about to say, the only thing that could deter someone from, in 2023, that deters someone from listening to music is time, because everything's free now. You can just go on Spotify and listen to the whole thing, not pay a dime. So yes,
you have to, because if you don't remember, you can't really pick what you listen to on free Spotify.
YouTube, you
pick like radio
there. Then literally load up YouTube, all the releases are there. Like, you have some ads, who cares? You can get all the songs. All right. What was I gonna mention? It's easy listening. I don't think she cursed. There's not a single explicit song on here. It's clean. It sounds great. there's no excuse not to give it a try. So go and listen to it. I think it's called Wicked, right? I forgot that. Bewitched. That's what it was. What did I say? Wicked. Is there a track named Wicked?
No.
What did I think? Wicked. That's weird.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'm not sick with it right now.
If I had to do like a favorite top three, I don't know if I can. I know From the Start's up there, and that's the more bossa nova-y kind of song. I think it was a single, but I didn't know until after. Second best From the Start, not in that order. I'd have to listen more to find a third. Those two definitely stood out.
I don't know. I have to listen again to see what stays out. It's one of those albums I just played to listen while I was working, and I'm like, just repeat the album again because everything sounded nice. Excuse me. I don't know why I'm so gassy. And I just kept it moving. I'm like, oh, I think I repeated it like 3 times during a work session before, you know, any meetings and stuff. And there's work to it, and it's nice. Yeah, I don't know if all of her music is like that because this is the first time I'm any project that I've played of her, so I might just see what her previous stuff is and see if it's the same. Because if it is, yes, that's an easy yes. You know what I'm saying? Man, I think that's what else did I listen to? I didn't get to. You heard Samphas? I'm assuming.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, Samphas. I haven't yet. Tell me about Samphas.
Called Lahai. I think that's how you pronounce it. LAHAI. Same track count. Only 41 minutes. I like Sampha. Before I even saw what Sampha looked like, I honestly just thought it was just a voice. I didn't think it was like an actual physical corporeal body. I just thought it was an angel.
I see.
Great singer. He solid as like a chorus or hook guy, as everybody knows from Too Much, Drake's song. That shit hits. Mm-hmm. That one Kanye song.
Oh, okay. It's from the orange cover album with the lady's booty on it.
My name is Pablo.
Life of Pablo. Yeah. Life of Pablo. I gotta go look it up now. I forgot what it was called. Yeah, that's definitely how the melody.
His album. Let me see if it's the direct album prior. Yeah, Process. I love that album. And I was listening to Sampha even back on the SoundCloud days. I enjoyed his music.
Is it Pablo?
Life of Pablo.
Life of Pablo. Yeah, The Life of Pablo. That's what it was. I got the name of it. I forgot he doesn't. I think it's just called Saint Pablo.
Oh, yeah, because there's a new patch.
Yeah. Silver Surfer Intermission.
You wavy dude.
Mm-hmm.
This album was a lot more experimental in sound to me. And out of 14 songs, I hearted 3. I don't remember any of them being like ass. But there's a lot of them that lost me because it went a little more into the artsy side instead of like what I wanted to hear. Like there'll be a good section and then it gets a little too artsy, and kind of like the same complaint I have with Kendrick. I didn't hear his new album because Kendrick to me is in the same spot as Nas, where I'm like, I liked him a lot, but I don't really need anything. Like I'm not looking for their music. I like what I've had from them so far. If they show up on another song, I'll listen, but I don't really look for their music anymore. Not to say that I think it's bad, but that's kind of how that thought of Kendrick is how I feel about this Sampha album, where they choose, instead of like a solid song, they'll experiment a little, and I'll lose interest in what they're working on. If that makes sense.
Okay, it's a little weird.
So a lot of these songs had like a good idea and these parts I like, and then it kind of wanders into something else. And I'm like,
mid track or throughout the same track.
Throughout the track.
Okay. Like it's like a not good transition or something?
Yeah, or just like clashing of things. So like I might like the instrumental.
Oh, okay.
But then is cadence on it or something like that that I'm like, or vice versa. But it's definitely an interesting listen. It's very, I think it's very artsy. 41 minutes, I'd say try it, but there's three songs that I'm like, it's my shit.
And the rest are just fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard, and the other album I heard, I think, let me see. Yeah, I finally listened to the Jungle album, Volcano.
Yes, you love it, is the answer. Just,
yeah, like yeah. A good portion of that. Another 14-track album.
Yep.
44 minutes and 40 seconds.
Another thing you can do if you ever have time and bored, instead of watching battle raps, they took choreographers and made a one-shot take of the whole album as a playlist. Like, all the music videos is, like, them dancing through it, like, dancing to a song. But they all have, like, the dance has story and stuff like that, and it goes through all the tracks. Like, almost every single song they have there, they have those group of choreographers dancing and doing cool stuff.
Mm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Out of the 14 songs that this had, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, half of them I hearted. Not to say the other ones were ass. It's just those slapped way harder. I enjoyed it.
It's just groovy from, like, the beginning to end. And they have some good features on there. I think Channel 3 makes an appearance for one of them. Also really good. Like,
it's one of my favorite songs.
I've been in love. Mm-hmm.
Boz is on there. I know the name Mood Talk. I don't know if I've ever heard them outside of what I've heard.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that.
But it's a motif that keeps repeating in 2023. It's not like a specific time. It's like a specific it's like a mood or like a radio station kind of in a time, if that makes sense.
It's just consistency is what you're looking for. Yeah. Like an album, these albums that we're talking about are just, hey, let's list what is the theme here, and we stay with it audibly.
Essentially.
And like, that's what I like.
It's these three that are being highlighted. They kind of stick to a specific specific theme, yeah, but it's also like retro. So mm-hmm. It's retro this.
Which I
and
like.
And this does.
And it started with, what is it, Silk Sonics? Like, they make it sound retro, and I don't know if this is happening more because of the success of that, but I'm all for it. If we start making albums that's just consistent with sound like this, I'll be there subbed, right?
I think trends repeat. They come out and they come back in. So I think it's just we're on the resurgence part of this, and then to go back to people trying new things. He's pulled a hair live on cam.
Yeah, sure did. I'll just stop.
This album just has a bounce to it. It's like a nice oldie bounce to it. And I enjoyed it. I'm trying to think what the third song is. I heard it name three of my favorites. But this is definitely a listen as well. I mean, unless you hate upbeat music or you hate moving your body in any way, if you just like the T-pose and that's you for 24 hours, I guess you won't like this.
Yeah. Agreed.
But yeah, I recommend this. Definitely, I've been in love back on 74, and I don't know yet what the third one is.
Those are the top two. Those are alternate as my top two, and then the rest, and then any of the other tracks for me. Most of that stuff is there, ready to go. What's this? Oh wow. My bad. We forgot to tell Johan today is we're not doing Neo. Yeah.
Postponed.
Yeah, it was. My bad. Neo was postponed. We doing podcast. Forgot to update. Yeah. All right. I'll keep this in the podcast. That way people know I'm still human, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know what third fucking song would be, but just listen.
And just it's the same recommendation I did for Laufey, and the same one I'll do for Steven Sanchez. It's free, right? If you don't like the first two or three tracks, then you can hard exit, I guess, right? I don't know. It's only, what is it, we said 40 minutes, if that?
44.
Oh, 44. Just listen to it, peeps. Like, I'm not trying to send you some weird off the wall album here. Excuse me. I forgot what I was gonna mention. Did I listen to a different album? I don't remember. I don't know. It'll come back to me. Yeah, you listen to anything else?
Nothing new. I don't remember if I talked about Omar Apollo. I assume I did.
Yeah, we did. That was like 2 weeks ago. Or it might have been last week's. We did. We talked about Omar. You talking about the EP, the four?
Yeah,
we did.
Okay, so I should have talked about Sam for that week. That's when I listened to that.
Oh, so we're just okay. Well, you get double the review. That's how good it was.
I don't think I talked about Sam, but I'm saying that's when I listened to it. It's the same week.
Oh, okay. Brandon, did you listen to anything new? Watch anything new? Gaming anything new? Get a Tekken update?
Did.
Not really.
You didn't rank up or down?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Talk about the new Frenchman.
Oh, the one that was announced?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he seemed like a really cool guy. He it's like I don't know if he's a ninja or a hitman, but somehow he knows Raven. So
this guy's completely new to the roster. Like he's not a returning character.
Okay. Apparently a royal knight.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
It's Noctis Wick. That's what I'm calling him.
He's related to Noctis in some way?
No. It's just the little weapon out of nowhere and the little teleport BS. And then out of nowhere, he just pulls out the John Wick fucking pistol shots. Well,
that might be, hey, we might have this tech already since we had to bring in Noctis for Tekken, right? For 7?
Yeah, he wasn't 7.
Then, I mean, they said, we have the tech, let's make a character with this tech. So, let's write a new one. That's not too bad. I also saw, speaking of fighting games, I saw the Omni-Man trailer. And that's a good lead-in to what I rewatched Invincible, the first season, so I can get ready for, as of this recording tomorrow, as the episodes drop. And I saw this move where he was just just straight up dodging stuff, standing still. And I'm like, is that new mechanic that I don't know about? You can you know how Smash you can shield downward or whatever, and you can dodge in place. Spot dodge. Is that a thing they've added for Mortal Kombat, or is that just him? He can do that. Okay, that looks busted then. Unless that takes up energy. Oh, there's no energy. It's Mortal Kombat, right?
Just meter.
Oh, there's meter. Okay, I just confused Mortal Kombat and Tekken.
I didn't even watch the video, to be honest with you. I saw the what they released for New York Comic Con, and I was like, okay. And then I saw that this came out, and I'm like,
I was hyped because I just finished, like I mentioned, I just finished rewatching first season of Invincible. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he looks like he plays like he does like the how fast he moves. The sounds sound like it's him when he grapples people. It's like it looks like he moves like it's him from the show. So that was cool to see. All the punches and stuff. But
it comes out next week, apparently.
I don't know. It was pretty dope. I don't know. Did you get a chance to see it, Randall, or you bring that up now?
Yes, I saw it.
What'd you think?
Or
you were just like Brian, the kind of neutral about it?
I don't know. Something about the model. I don't know. I think I would have modeled him to look a little different.
Bigger or smaller ass?
Probably smaller because he's got a dunk in the show. So,
other than that, I think it was pretty spot on.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. He looks more. It might be because it is in 3D. So like he looks built. Like he's thick. Like he's huge muscles, dude.
It's girthy, bro.
Yeah, that man's girthy, bro. And every time he would strike, it sounds like it would hurt. And I'm like, that sounds about right. I just finished watching him beat the shit out of his son. So, and each hit looked like it destroyed him 6 times over. So,
you said that starts
tomorrow. I think
they haven't said how many episodes.
Yeah, they screwed us. It might be because of the strike, but it's 4 episodes tomorrow and then 4 next year. And I'm like, what the heck? So we'll see. I hope they're hour longs then. Oh, they've always been hour longs, right?
I don't remember.
I just finished watching them. I think they are hour longs. So never mind. If it's four episodes that are hour longs, cool. That's sort of like, what, two mini movies, right? I'm cool with that. Because the Adam Eve one was pretty dope, so. All I can think of is, like, maybe since that first. Because rewatching the first season, I'm like, there's some spots where I'm like, the animation was like, okay, that's not. It would be like one of the ones that I liked was that I laughed. I don't mean to laugh because like to make fun of people, but they send off an explosion on Omni-Man, and then like the birds start falling down, and then you'll just see like just one frame of birds falling down, and they just hit the ground. Like there's no wings falling down, nothing. It's just like they dragged it down, and like ah, he hit the ground. And there's other stuff like that too, where it's like small, a couple of frames where like okay, they're just sliding something over, which is fine. I mean, it doesn't have to be ridiculous, especially for your first season. So I'm assuming it's taking longer because after the animation in that Adam Eve one, I'm like they're probably putting in more cash into the animation for any fight scenes.
I don't know. Do you think it was filmed before the strike, or do you think parts of it are being done during the strike, or?
It might have. The only thing I can think of is why they're splitting it up is maybe some of it had like this was done before, like these four episodes were probably good to go before the strike, and then maybe I don't know. I couldn't tell you because I don't know how long it's been incubating because it's been years. That's why I had to rewatch the first season because it's been. I didn't. I'm like I sort of remember him. I remember him beating the shit out of his son, and then he flew away. And then I'm like, oh, there's actually other stuff that they're setting up. And then by the last episode sets up a bunch of stuff. It's like so what? Because the guy that Seth Rogen voices the alien that comes by thinking it was Earth. He's like, so what are you gonna do in the meantime? And then like a montage of stuff they've left open. And I'm like, oh, so. We have stuff to cover before the rematch, I guess, right? Or whatever the case. I don't know how that's gonna unfold. So it might not be immediately, oh, that's what happened with Omni-Man. It might be him still sorting life out.
I want to see whatever the big lady and the old guy from what are they, what's the name of, I know they're Viltrumites, but what is that place called? Viltrum?
Viltrum, yeah.
I want to see Big Lady and the Old Man.
And maybe they'll have an episode dedicated to what he's doing, right? Like it won't be Invincible; it'll just be Omni-Man going back to Viltrum or something, or talking to his,
Is what I'm hoping. He
and
goes
then,
back and they scrutinize him. Maybe he's like called weak or whatever. And he shaves his head and that bald buff comes in, man. That's what I
oof,
want.
that'd be pretty funny. I mean, he's already pretty fucking strong. Like, he survives so much. And then, like, him punching stuff, I'm like, I feel like I got hit. Like, he killed the character he punched, and now I'm taking some of the blow. I'm like, God. Especially the face mushes in that show, Brian. I forgot how many. There were so many. I'm cool with it, though. It got me hyped rewatching it, so I'm looking forward to watching it. Something else came out today, I think it was, though.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Thank you. I need to catch. That's just one episode,
Good
though, so it's fine.
episode.
Oh, you already saw it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So no spoilers there, I guess.
Good episode.
Oh, isn't Loki coming out today too, or tonight?
Tonight,
Yeah,
yeah.
in like 15 minutes, it'll be on Disney Plus.
They left it in the spot where I'm like, all right.
Let's see what happens. Yeah, same. It was a nice. What is it?
Mid-season, I guess.
Nah, mid-season was episode three. What was I gonna
Is
say?
it
It's only
six or eight episodes?
it's just six episodes. Thank Anthony for the what's it?
Cliffhanger, that's what you're trying to
Cliffhanger.
say?
Thank you. Yes, that's the word. I'm like I could not think of cliffhanger. But that did I already talk about the fall of the House of Usher? On here?
Yeah.
On here?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember if I
I
did or
think you
not.
did.
I think I just got hype and talked about it. Some other time.
No, I think you spoke directly.
Okay, well, if I didn't go watch that show, well, first of all, biased towards Mike Flanagan's show because I've been loving most of his stuff so that he's come out with. Because again, he does really good thriller slash suspense, not much horror. Like some of his stuff, there is some blood and like, oh shit, like some gore, but he doesn't focus on that. The Fall of the House of Usher is a story, I think, based off an Edgar Allan Poe. Poe? Edgar Allan Poe?
Yeah, it's a person.
Yeah, that, well, some of his story, or one story of his. And it's dope. There's no spoilers, but the thing opens with the father of, well, I forgot his name, Father Usher, I guess that's his last name. All of the kids die. And you feel like, what? They all fucking died within, like, days of each other? And then you start going through the timeline of what happened, right? How did they get to this point? And it's pretty cool. I enjoyed it every episode. We have people like Mark. Oh, we did talk about it. Because I remember talking about Mark Hamill being the Mike of... The Mike from Better Call Saul. You're right. So go watch it. I'm not going to repeat everything again. Go watch Fall. The House of the Fall of Usher, right? That name is... The title is like... It's too much, right? Just the House of Usher should have been the fucking show, I guess. Oh. Super Mario Wonder. I hit credits on Super Mario Wonder. I didn't do the extra, like, special levels that you can get to, but...
The Bright Side of the Moon?
Yeah, I think it's that version of that. I haven't done that, but... I got the gist. And not in a bad way. A lot of creativity has gone into a lot of these levels. I highly recommend playing it. Especially since the Switch has been lying there waiting for... I guess not, because people have been playing Tears of the Kingdom. But for those waiting for a Mario game, I think you'll be entertained. I was a huge Mario fan. There's no proper 3D Mario because I think they're saving it up for the new Switch that's been all but announced at this point. And it's fun. It's side-scrolling Mario. They do a lot of clever stuff with it. Yeah, you can turn into an elephant. They have the drill one.
Not a sentence.
Yeah. And then they get really creative with the platforming in this. Some levels are more difficult than others. There's like a difficulty rating. You find a bunch of seeds, which is what you use to like progress. It's like your level progression currency, if in a way. And I think that's it, man. It's just good old, and it's like 4-player co-op, I think. Or maybe just 2-player. A bunch of characters you can pick from. I don't think they have any... The only ones that have special like abilities, which is, I guess, like a way of adding easy mode, is you can pick any of the Yoshis. And is his name Nabbler? The purple guy with the bag that he always runs around with?
Sure.
Sure. I think their stipulation is like, oh, they don't get hit by enemies, but you can like still fall down and die. If that makes sense? Like, you know how Mario, if he runs into a Goomba and not killing him? Yeah. Like, there, you just get hit, but you don't lose anything or die. Unless you fall off the map, off the level. Yeah, you can pick Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, a bunch of Toads, and not other characters. So that's my one con, is like, we don't need 4 Yoshis and, like, 3 or 2 other Toads. Just pick a Toad, just Toad, right? And then give me, like, Shy Guy or Dry Bones or the Wild Brothers, right? Like,
No. You name one.
Wario.
No, he has Smash Bros.
And Waluigi, yeah. Like, they didn't... That was the stuff I'm like, you could have had those, right? But I don't know. It was cool to see Flower Kingdom. We're always in Mushroom Kingdom seeing stuff. They got real creative. Instead of toads everywhere, it's like these little petals that are around us, the characters. Way better than...
They look way cooler than fucking Toads. Than Toads,
and they don't yell like Toads do, which is a good and a bad thing. I like when Toads yell, but...
I like when the flowers yell.
And I don't know if it's the enemies you find. There's new enemies that I personally haven't seen before, and I don't know if they're native to just the Flower Kingdom, which is cool. Because I'm like, oh, I haven't seen these. And there's some like alternate... There's like, you know how they have the bullet bills? Well, there's one that's like a long bullet, and it doesn't look like a bullet bill. It's like a different face and stuff.
That's a long shot, Larry.
I'm there with you if that's what it's called. You like jump on them and they, instead of just falling immediately like the bullet bills do, they're like, oh shit, I'm crashing, and they'll go down slowly instead. There's like a dragon Yoshi that I don't think I've ever seen before that when he goes into the wonder stages. It's a lot for the price you're paying for that, I highly recommend it. Especially if like Tears of the Kingdom didn't do like it until you're fancy for whatever reason, you're just looking for a platformer, Super Mario Wonder is definitely fun. Definitely highly gorgeous. Recommend it. Yeah, very vibrant levels, very creative. A lot of sound or music synced levels, which is really good. You won't notice it until you're playing it and you're seeing that, like the levels react with the music, which is really nice. That's kind of the comparison I can maybe throw in there. It's not like a hard parallel, but a lot of it reminded me of some of the levels I played when I was playing the Rayman side-scroller games. What were they called? They're like the 2D side-scrolling Rayman, and they were drawn like in cartoons.
Legends?
Is it Legends? Yeah, I think like Rayman Legends, like those type of games. That's kind of what it felt like, but if Mario had a spin on it. And to me, that's a compliment, because I enjoyed Rayman Legends and the sequel for that. And they'll have levels. I'm like, oh, damn, definitely. They took a page out of this. And I think it worked for the better. They implemented it really well. I think that's pretty much it. They have classic songs that come up and hidden areas of some maps. And you're like, oh, snap, okay. Like, I heard like one or two like Super Mario World tracks that came up when you get to a hidden area. And I'm like, okay, throwback. And highly recommend it. Super fun. It's Super Mario Wonderful fun. Okay.
Game of the year?
No, but it definitely, it shot up. I think it might hit my fave five because it was a good time. I just kept wanting to play it. And I pretty much binged it for the weekend and got to the end because I'm like, it's just really fun. Because it's been so long since I had a proper Mario.
Proprio.
I guess I shouldn't say proper because, I mean, Mario started off 2D, so I'm not going to. I'll retract that. I meant like a 3D one. Because I'm also still waiting for Metroid, so we'll see how that happens. Which wasn't so bad, because I think we got the same treatment. We got Dread, and I enjoyed Dread. It's not a prime game, but I really enjoyed playing Metroid Dread, so they kind of give us the same thing with Mario here.
At least, I like Dread. But at least, give me, instead of just Metroid Prime 1, I was hoping they did a collection so I can finally play the third one for the first time.
I agree with you on that. I like that they remastered the first one, but I don't know if they're going to remaster the other two. And if so, like, I don't know. If you, a whole remaster collection would have been ridiculous. That would have sold, I think, more than just the first one. But who am I? They probably have the analytics.
My guess is that the fourth one is still years away.
So they're probably
going to milk it.
Yeah, they're going to sprinkle it.
Or what they're going to do, like you said, for Mario. They need a Metroid for the next console.
Oh, that too, yeah. They might already be cooking something up for the next Switch.
I think it's just going to be Remake City individually because they can charge $60 three times instead of once.
That's true. And if that's one thing that Nintendo does is sell you the same shit over and over again, and boy, will you be there to buy it, okay?
Yep. Nintendo, Capcom's almost there, but no one sells you nostalgia like Nintendo does.
Yeah. Mostly because they polish it up usually, in my opinion. In some way. Because, I mean, I bought the Mario collection just to play Sunshine again. I think I have... Did I do the whole playthrough on YouTube? Or did I stop before I finished the game?
You beat one of the games on stream.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Super Mario Sunshine was just such... I don't know why people dog on it. I love it.
Galaxy is still my favorite. The first one. Second, when I saw the Yoshis in the second one, I stopped playing.
You're like, ruined.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Buster.
That's what I think I played. I think I finished Galaxy on stream, and I didn't finish Sunshine. That might have been what it was. Or maybe the other way. I don't remember. But all right, I just had to throw that one out there. I haven't said "fuh" in a long time. I think that's all I remember that we can talk about. What am I saying? I might have played the craziest indie game I have ever played. Frog Detective Collection. Holy crap. It was just a meme. We were like, hey, you haven't played... I was going through Game Pass because we were waiting for people to arrive to watch the Halloween movies we're going to watch for the weekend. And we were going through Game Pass. And I think you and Javi were like, yeah, I play Frog Detective. And I'm like, okay, haha, lol, download it. It wasn't a huge download because it's a, you know, small indie game. And then I launched it and I'm like, this is adorable. This is like a cutesy, small, like, you play a frog who's a detective. I forgot the name of his detective agency or whatever.
Frog Detective Crime Solving Agency.
Something like that, yeah. And it's just wholesome detective work. The collection has three cases that you go through. And the dialogue is really modern comedy, if that makes sense. I don't know if that's a word, but like dialogue heavy with a, like, awkward dialogue back and forth. Or like holding shots of like reaction shots. It's like, hey, you quick... What is it? Quick quirks? No. What's the word?
Quiffs?
Quick quiffs? Sure. I don't know if that's right. We might have just cursed on stream here. When you're going back and forth, like quick banters between characters as you're trying to like ask questions and solve the case. And it's just fun. It's very simple stuff. You basically walk around and just have an interact button. It's not too deep in terms of mechanics. You look for clues on some of the stuff and a lot of, you know, small fetch quests, but not enough where you like you get tired of it, because it, again, you're greeted with dialogue between characters as you're, you know, turning stuff in and figuring stuff out for the case, and there's three of them. A wonderful time. It really is. It's just, and each case took like about an hour, hour and a half. Short game. You can just do one case and see if you even care. There's like a through line of like running bits in between each of the collections. So if you play all of them in order, you'll get like, oh, I get that bit, running gags and stuff. Great, chill, really funny at times, you know, dialogue. I highly recommend it. Visually, it's all flat, like it's 3D assets, but it's nothing like, we're not here doing ray tracing or anything. Simple models. I think there's some shape. I don't even know if there's any shadows in the, you know, nothing too heavy. Like, if it's not on Switch, it can run perfectly on Switch, right? Like, and they have a bonus mode where you just get on a scooter and just Tony Hawk it. You get like 3 minutes, try to collect all the investigation glasses, and you can do small tricks or big tricks while you're on a scooter.
Magnifying glass, by the way.
Magnifying glass. What did I say?
Investigation glasses, I think you said.
That works. You never use your investigation glasses before?
Cancel it out.
No. That's it, man. I recommend it. I mean, I played on Game Pass, so I didn't pay anything. I don't have no idea how much the collection costs. But if you have Game Pass and you look for something to play, Frog Detective is real fun, real silly, and it's definitely worth your time. It's really, really wholesome. I think that's it. That's all I got to say about that. You play anything, Brian, new? Did you put anything in your back? Did you retire anything? You're like, I'm not doing this. In your backlog, or?
I had two. I got the I get it point in my backlog for two games.
What did you add?
Punch Club 2, which is it's a fighter simulator. I enjoyed it. Then I got to like the Act 2, and it's like hyper focusing on even more stuff you have to do. I'm kind of like, no, I get it.
You're like,
it's charming.
I couldn't be bothered.
They took out the one thing I hate in the first game, which was like stat degradation. Like if you neglected something too much, your stat went down. This one doesn't do that. So which was a sigh of relief. And there's more shit to do, more meters to put up. It's fun. I was just like, that's a lot of work, and I'd rather play something else. But I enjoyed it. I recommend it if you just want like a funnily written little light boxer sim, essentially.
Okay. That might have been why they took off the degradation, if they added more stats, because that would be a nightmare to keep up.
Yeah, like, so not so much stats like for your character, but you just multiple places you can work, and in working at these places, you can build like your reputation or relationship with them. And in doing so, you unlock new fighting styles or some kind of perks and things like that.
Okay.
It was just fun. And then Signal is the day after the Halloween stuff. I like it. The atmosphere is cool.
Isn't that like the Cyberpunk visually, Resident Evil or something?
Yeah, it's like it's the old like the top down camera, and it's like futuristic. You're like a robot or something, and it's like Resident Evil. And you're trying to figure out. You're trying to find somebody specific, because you wake up in a chamber and you're like, what the fuck's going on, and trying to find this one person you remember because you have a picture of him.
Wally?
No, you never find Wally.
Damn it.
I liked it. They did a good job being eerie. I mean, the art style's like pixelated.
Like PS2 era or PS1 era. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. The reason I stopped is I was just kind of a long session of it, and I got to a puzzle. I need one more thing, and I got to one specific puzzle. I'm like, what the fuck is this saying? I had to open something to get a key to open up the main door that I had to get to. And I'm like, I don't understand what the hell this means. So I'm like, I finally caved to a point. I'm like, let me look it up, because I want to progress, because I want to keep playing.
Correct.
It turns out the riddle to this, the solution to this puzzle is different depending, like, it changes depending on your save.
Oh, so
like, everybody got a different version of it. So then I'm like, So I was seeing other people's solutions, and I'm like, what the f- I don't understand what my version is.
Yeah.
To this.
It's probably so using your user, if it's on Steam, and using your user ID and then hashes it, and then you get something else. That's wild.
So I was like, nah. And then I just kind of got out of the game and uninstalled it.
Damn.
But I mean, prior to that, I don't blame the game for that. I'm the idiot. I'm not solving it or figuring it out.
And I don't make you an idiot. It's like, you don't need to be doing this. That's like, oh my God. It's like the rant. I don't know if it was a rant that Jermo was talking about. It's like, who makes these puzzles? Like, who's making these puzzles, right? Like, who? Why do I need to, like, know what this is or something? Like, he went off on, like, I think Resident Evil 4's rotating puzzle they have. Yeah. And he just, like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, yep. It's a puzzle just for the sake of being a game. Instead of, like, this isn't, like, this doesn't happen in reality.
I mean, technically, it kind of makes sense. It's open as safe.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't need two papers to decipher it like that.
Yeah, a safe, yeah. What do you mean?
Fuck. there was like, so what I thought it was, and maybe I had the answer right in front of me and I just mistyped it in like 17 times, which I highly doubt. You get a certain point in the game, you get like a radar, or like a radio. You can tune it kind of like Metal Gear. Oh, when you're good. Talking to people, the codec, but you're not really using it to talk to people. And you get a note that you find in the world that starts saying things like satellite equals, and it gives you a certain frequency. Okay. This equals this and a certain frequency. I found out that whatever the word is a logo on a safe. It's like, oh, tree. And I tried it, and then you tune to that, and it starts doing Morse code. At the bottom, it translates what the Morse code is, and it gives you numbers. And that's how I opened one of the safes.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
So, same thing. I was like, oh, there's a sword on here. I went to the sword when it gave me numbers. I put it in. It was like, nah. And then I found a note of like, all right, sword. And then it two different fucking numpads with letters and numbers. And you somehow have to figure out what the hell's going on. And that's when I looked it up. And they're like, oh, no, this is different depending on what you're doing. And I was like, well, I'm not doing
it. It sounds like it's different when I understand this stuff.
Yeah.
Man, hard ejected out of this.
But besides that, I enjoyed the aesthetic. They did a good job of being eerie when the enemies are... you feel limited in resources, I guess, how the old Resident Evils felt.
Yeah, you have, like, light, only a couple shots or something, and maybe one or two healing, so you have to, like...
Ammo sparse. The healing, if I didn't keep getting hit, I wouldn't have an issue. There's a good amount of healing.
That's usually like, how it goes.
No, I mean, like, there's a lot of healing that I found. It's just like user error that I use most of it.
It's one of those games where like the best option is just to run past them or something, or
probably. But you know how I am. Everything's got to die.
It moves. It's not a friendly. Dead.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of loot it has. So, and this one didn't really have loot like that. So really, I had no reason to do it.
That's a lot of the time, like Resident Evil. Like I think I've seen Johan play, and he like or speedrunners that just run by enemies because like you don't unless they're story based where you have to beat this enemy to get through because they have a key or something, you can just run past almost everything.
I could have avoided them. But in all games, I just chose violence.
Because why not? I mean, you're playing a fantasy game. Live the fantasy. But you're a robot trying to slash enemies, right?
Yeah, but I think if you like those old timey Resident Evil games, I haven't played Silent Hill, so I can't like say, oh, it's like this.
Mm-hmm.
The enemies I saw for the brief time I was playing kind of reminded me of it, just visually, like a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you like those kind of games and you like more of like a sci-fi style of like themed things, you probably like this. I think Johan would love this game, I told him. One puzzle just kind of, I wanted to move on.
Yeah, that's fair. The man says, a unique puzzle for me? No, thank you.
Not that one.
No. I swear I got the result or the answer to this puzzle. It puts it in. No to you.
Yeah, like you gave me the sheet. I didn't write this. Someone did.
Yeah, you didn't like mistake like a six for a not like a number like a one for a seven or something.
For the amount of times that I put that in, no, I don't think I did.
Okay, that's fair. That's funny. I've seen that brought up a bunch too, the Signalis stuff. And I think it goes on sale pretty often too.
Probably. I don't think I've tried anything else yet. I did get Leica, but I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I was gonna get that, and then the back when it was still in preview, I think IGN did a preview, and the only bad thing they mentioned at the time was like the boss fights weren't fun, and I'm like, oh, I'll wait on this then. And then I saw that it got 1.0, and I'm like, oh, I might pick it up. Hopefully they maybe did some rebalancing or something, but. Yeah, we'll see. I don't have anything else to talk about, peeps. I've just been prepping for Extra Life for Saturday. I think that's it, man. Nice and short. Unless you guys have something. Oh, Loki. No, we talked about it. Never mind. The way it ended. We don't want to spoil it. It was a crazy cliffhanger. I think that's it, homie.
Oh, yeah. I gotta find a fucking day to work on my song for next week because I've not been allowed to.
Yeah, we've been busy this week, so. Yeah. Or if not, you have a bye week, like, or push one out, I don't know. Or push it Thursday, or do it Thursday for next week, you know?
Can't switch the day.
I mean, that's fair.
Gotta stay consistent. I'm just gonna meow and auto tune it.
Okay, that's not an option. We had Kanye go scoopity whoop for 2 minutes. Like, you could definitely do that.
I mean, and they're gonna block.
Yeah, Randall. Then they're gonna block. This man's watching NFL one in the middle of a podcast. Anyway, that is it. Nice and super short this week. But
didn't you call me?
Super short this week. You just pull a gun out on me? The heck? Anywho, well, if you're listening to this before November 4th/5th, I guess 4th, because by early morning 5th we'll be done. Come on through twitch.tv/splitscreenlosers. We're going to be doing a 24-hour charity stream. The link will be on the stream, I guess. And it's the link is also on all of our socials. Split Screen Losers, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, all of it. SS Losers for X/Twitter, whatever you want to call. The domain is still Twitter, so I'm still calling it Twitter. I think that's it. Thank you guys for watching, listening. We'll be back next week. Bye.